All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. And at MKR Workshop, they specialize in designing and making custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, earlier this week, and it was really no surprise, the Pitt Panthers decided to move on from head basketball coach Kevin Stallings. Now, in two seasons under Stallings, it simply was not good for Pittsburgh as they were 24 and 41 under him. And this season, Pitt went 0-19 in the ACC. Now, Pitt has been on the decline since they left the Big East Conference back in 2013. Of course, a few years ago, they lost their head coach, longtime head coach, Jamie Dixon, as he went back to his alma mater in TCU. And, you know, once Dixon left, he was replaced with Stallings. And I was skeptical at best as far as the hire went, because I just simply did not see Stallings fitting in at Pittsburgh. And right now, you know, Pittsburgh, they are a shell of themselves, because, I mean, they were a powerhouse in the Big East. Granted, they did not make a Final Four, and they, of course, if they didn't make the Final Four, they didn't win a national title, but they were a team that you could consistently count on to at least make the round of 32, if not the Sweet 16, just about every single season. You know, Pitt had a system. It started with Ben Howland. And then, of course, when Ben Howland left to take over at UCLA, Jamie Dixon picked up right where he left off from. And, you know, he kept the machine going for a very long time. But I think right now for Pittsburgh, what they have to do is they have to get back to the basics. And when I say getting back to the basics, they've got to go back out there and they have to find a way to recruit the cities of Philadelphia, New York, and Washington, D.C. And I bring this up because when Pitt was in its heyday in the Big East, these are places where they were able to get kids from. And once you factor in the state of New Jersey as well. But, you know, they don't have those ties anymore to the Catholic League in New York City like they once did. They're not getting the guys from the D.C. area. They're not getting the guys from the Philadelphia area. And, you know, since Pitt left the Big East, you know, Villanova has really had a blanket over the city of Philadelphia as far as getting guys. They're losing guys to both Villanova and Georgetown in the D.C. area, not to mention, you know, some of the real powerhouses in the ACC, such as Duke and North Carolina. And I mean, New York City right now, you've got competition with Seton Hall. You got competition with St. John's. Then you've got, you know, the big powerhouses of the country, such as Duke, North Carolina, and Kentucky, as well as Syracuse, who can come in and peg those guys. So it's a little bit different for Pitt right now. You know, who should they go after to be their next head coach? I think some names to keep an eye on: Brandon Knight. He is currently an assistant coach at Rutgers, and he's a Pitt alum. He played on some of those Pitt teams in the early 2000s, and he was, you know, a part of that big turnaround for the Pitt Panthers program. Chris Mack, the current head coach at Xavier, could be a long shot because, you know, he's a Cincinnati guy. He loves being at Xavier. So I think that'd be a long shot for him to leave a comfortable job there to, you know, bang heads with people in the ACC. One name to keep an eye on is going to be Danny Hurley from Rhode Island. I mean, you've seen the job that he has done there. He's made the Rams a powerhouse and the Atlantic 10 Conference, and it's only a matter of time before he gets a big job. This is a guy, you know, Danny Hurley played collegiately at Seton Hall, so he knows how to recruit the New York, New Jersey area, and I think that is what Pitt needs. They need to try to find a guy like that to go out there and make it happen. What's going to happen for Pitt right now? I think they just have, I mean, they're licking their wounds right now, but it's simply back to the drawing board. They have to get somebody that fits their program, and if they don't, within a few years, all you're simply going to do is have more people saying, you know what, I told you so, as far as leaving the Big East goes. They should have paid attention. This did not work out for Boston College. It's not working out for Pitt. Syracuse has been up and down. They've had a few, you know, flashes in the ACC, which included, you know, one trip to the Final Four, but they have struggled to be one of the upper echelon teams in the conference as well. So it's one of those situations, you know, all of these guys, they wanted that money of the ACC, and this is the downside of it because you are not the dominant programs that you once were. And for Pitt, this is definitely a harsh dose of reality. So, folks, that is going to do it, and I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxandBooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, drop a line, and like the page. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.